Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Friday, March 13. In Squiz Kids today, the Toy Story coronavirus connection, the rise of prawn plastic, the moving story of a cow on the loose, and Katy Perry's toot paper. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
He's the voice of Woody from Toy Story. He's starred in more Hollywood blockbusters than you've had muesli bars in your lunchbox. And yesterday, it was confirmed the American actor Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson had tested positive to coronavirus while here in Australia shooting a movie. It was but one of a series of developments yesterday in the unfurling coronavirus scare, including, significantly, the World Health Organization declaring the spread of the disease a pandemic. And while all of that sounds scary, health authorities were yesterday saying that the vast majority of people who contract the virus will only suffer mild flu-like symptoms. Meanwhile, doctors in America are hoping that kids might prove the key to finding a cure. So far, right around the world, children have hardly been touched by the coronavirus. During a similar global health scare 17 years ago, the SARS crisis, which involved a similar kind of virus, children were also mostly unaffected. Whatever superpowers it is you kids have, scientists want to know. In the meantime, be alert, people, not alarmed. A 17-year-old Aussie student may have come up with a solution to plastic waste, and it's all thanks to the humble prawn. Angelina Arora from Adelaide has developed a plastic made out of prawn shells that takes only 33 days to decompose. Angelina developed the product by mixing an element from prawn shell with a protein from spider web to create a plastic that decomposes 1.5 million times faster than conventional plastics. She's now in talks with supermarkets to roll out her prawny product. How clever is that?
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Pembroke Pines in Florida, America, where police have been trying to track down a very tricky fugitive. On the run for weeks, but eluding the authorities every time they get close, there is a cow on the run. It's been spotted numerous times, including in backyard pools, prompting the local police department to tweet yesterday, "Wanted, unknown cow, female, brown with a white head, faster than it looks, talented fence jumper, enjoys pools." How utterly delightful.
Sport time!
The Matildas, our national women's soccer team, have qualified for the Tokyo Olympics after beating Vietnam by 2-1. Sam Kerr and Hayley Russo found the back of the net for the Aussies in front of a Vietnamese stadium that was so empty it was spooky. Crowds had been kept away from the venue due to fears over coronavirus. And the first game of the NRL rugby league season kicked off in Sydney last night, with the Parramatta Eels beating the Canterbury Bulldogs by 8-2.
Pop Culture Corner.
What do you give the pop star who has everything? A roll of toilet paper, of course. What else? As US pop star Katy Perry took to the stage in country Victoria this week to perform at a bushfire relief charity fundraising concert, one fan reached up from the crowd and handed her a roll of loo paper, wrapped in a pretty red ribbon. Well, it is one of the most prized possessions in the country right now, after all. Later in the show, Perry invited a whole bunch of volunteer firefighters on stage and got the audience to sing her hit Raw in their honour. Because firefighters are fierce.
What's up, folks?
Every Friday, we check in with Squiz Kids Ambassador Flynn, known as the Fox to his friends, to find out what he's been reading, listening to, and watching. And this week, he's been reading Tomorrow When the War Began, an awesome pre-teen read about a gang of kids who wake up one morning to discover their country has been invaded and without any training, take up arms to fight back. As for listening, this week he's had Still Feel by Half Alive on heavy rotation, one of his favourite tunes from last year. The dance style in that video is dead cool. And as for what he's been watching, he's been happily losing himself in The Mandalorian this week, a new TV series exploring yet another corner of the ever-expanding Star Wars galaxy and franchise. Links to all of these cool things are in today's episode notes.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What sea creature might help us to combat plastic waste? Yep, it's the prawn. Question number two. Which country's team did the Matildas beat to qualify for the Tokyo Olympics? You got it, it's Vietnam. Question number three. What weird present did Katy Perry receive from a fan this week? Yeah, a roll of toilet paper. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to Charlie from East Gosford, Hamish from Kedron, Augie from Geelong, Emma from Cannon Hill, Juliet from North Sydney, Liam from Menai, and Lil from Ties Hill. Happy birthday to each one of you. Classroom shoutouts today go to Class 5-6 at Ties Hill Public School, Class 6M from Minamara Public School, and all the kids at Mount Sinai College in Maroubra. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again on Monday. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.